Hiya, Chris here from the Over 40 Freaking Awesome podcast. Long time no speak. For regular listeners, apologies for the gap between episodes. If you're a new listener, then you don't know how long it's been. So you're very welcome either way. Now, today, I want to talk about 9 habits that I see in myself and also in clients that are stopping us from getting in shape that have nothing to do with our workout or diet programs. Before we do dive in, if you feel like your body, mind and life are a mess and that is what is stopping you from getting in shape, then I can highly recommend my 7-day 40 plus reset course. You can check it out via the link in this episode description. But if you have a good memory, it is www.offacoach.com/reset. It's a 7-day video course. You just get a quick video from yours truly in your inbox every day for 7 days, helping you reboot your metabolism, your hormones, your life, your schedule, and how you kind of approach this whole health and fitness thing in general. Check that out if that sounds like what you need. So there's a few lifestyle habits that we all fall into as we get a little older that stop us getting in shape. If our lives outside the gym and kitchen are a shit show, then we've really no chance of getting the same results from diet and workout programs that those kind of smiley, slim, buff folks in the marketing blurb for programs do. So a good analogy, I suppose, would be our lifestyles are like the foundation of the house, while the programs we follow are like the curtains. So if you think about it, unless we make sure our foundations are solid, it really doesn't matter how beautiful and expensive the curtains are, because it's going to bite us in the arse eventually. So having been a coach now for over 15 years and seeing guys shoot themselves in the foot in all sorts of ways, as well as making all these mistakes myself, admittedly over the years in some way, I want to look into 9 main reasons, like I said, that we can't get in shape and therefore how you can fix things so your foundations are bulletproof. Now, number one, regular listeners would bet their house that I would start with this one, but it's crappy sleep. We need to focus on the Z's before we focus on the reps. Good quality sleep is the unsung hero of fitness. It's when your muscles repair, your mind unwinds, and your body rejuvenates. So if you're skimping on sleep, you are basically trying to run a marathon with a backpack full of bricks. So things like fat loss, muscle gain, stress control, all of these things are much more feasible and doable if you can just up your sleep quality and quantity. Interestingly for me, my cortisol, my stress hormone, dropped by 58% when I just started averaging 8 hours a night instead of my usual 5.5, 6. So that was my stress hormone. It was sky high, and that was affecting my metabolism and so my ability to lose body fat and my testosterone, which affects a bajillion things for guys, as you well know. Habit number 2 is sky-high stress. So stress is really like that uninvited guest, I suppose, at a party. It just tends to show up out of nowhere and ruins things. And when it does, it can really wreak havoc on your fitness goals, because high stress leads to emotional eating, skipped workouts, and just a general feeling of meh, like I can't be asked. So for me, things like walking in nature alone, nobody prattling away in my ear, and working out, those are my kind of stress-busting activities. But for you, it could be yoga, meditation, a walk in the park, or even just having a good laugh with friends. But you need to find some activities that help you address the stress in your life. A relaxed you is a much more motivated and productive you. And then the third habit is life just getting in the way. So let's face it, we are all juggling a million things. What am I? I'm dad taxi. I am the family cook. I am the chief lugger of heavy things around the house, as well as, you know, having a job and all. So, and I'm sure your list of unpaid jobs is long too. And you know that integrating workouts into that kind of busy mix requires some serious Tetris skills. I mean, it's doable, but it takes us to focus on quality of effort rather than quantity. So the key I find is finding those windows of time in your hectic week where you can fit in short workouts, brisk walks, and a bit of meal prep. Because let's face it, if you wait for life to calm down so you can build healthier habits, you are going to be waiting a long time. Habit number 4, just making fat loss too hard. So healthy eating is great, admittedly, but so is shoving pizza down my mouth. And rigid diets lead to burnout and frustration and just thinking, I can't be asked with this anymore. You feel like you're in diet prison and you just can't wait to get out and go back to your normal life. So regular listeners will know this 80-20 approach, but I've learned to focus 80% of my time on nourishing my body, but with foods that I still like, foods that also love me back. So I found quite a few veggies that I genuinely like and I want to eat. I focused a lot of my diet on lean proteins like fish and chicken and turkey and leaner cuts of red meat. I eat a fair bit of dairy, the full fat versions too. And then I just manage my carbohydrate intake. So things like pasta, rice, bread. I manage that according to how active I am in that day. If I'm super active, I can eat more carbs. If I'm sitting on my ass most of the day, I really have to limit my carbohydrate intake. Then the other 20% of the time, that's when I can enjoy my Guinness, my crisps or chips for you guys in the States, takeout, meals out, whatever. Because if you think about it, being on a diet invariably means that you're planning to come off that diet at some point. And that is when many of us go back to those habits that caused us to gain weight in the first place. But with this 80-20 approach, there is no on-off. This is just how you eat now. Habit number five, having no accountability. So we all have an inner asshole. It is a good idea to see this inner asshole, though, as someone who is not you, but just happens to live in your head. They create carnage by encouraging you to do what you feel like doing right now in the moment that's going to make you feel good, instead of following that kind of sensible plan that you had for long-term health or job success or just general happiness. To avoid your inner asshole convincing you to cancel a planned workout or whatever, a good idea is to get a workout buddy or join some kind of community or class, and that keeps you accountable because now you're letting someone else down if you don't turn up. People are expecting you to turn up. In my one-on-one training facility here in Ireland, people often say, I've joined gyms before, but I can just blow off the gym. Coming to you, you are waiting for me. If I do not turn up, you're going to charge me money. And so they turn up. And so just having that accountability can help. And who knows, being around others may even make exercising something that you look forward to. Then habit number six out of nine is just having the wrong mindset. So getting in shape isn't just a physical journey involving a lot of huffing and puffing and lifting stuff. It's really is a mental one too. It's easy to have this kind of nagging feeling initiated by that aforementioned inner asshole that it's all not worth it. We're not doing enough. We should be doing more. We should be doing something different. And that's why we need to celebrate just those wee daily victories, no matter how small. Giving yourself a pat on the back for having the right lunch or cutting yourself off food-wise after dinner. And for me, phone apps have actually helped me. I use one called Streaks, which encourages me to just keep doing the right things. I just tick off that I've done the right thing and I get a nice streak, and then I don't want to break that streak. It's kind of gamifying things for me. And my streak tells me if I get 6 days in a row, then I get my weekend Guinness and junk. And believe me, that is all the motivation I need to get to bed early, to eat right, to work out, and generally just take care of myself. So all those kind of wee daily victories add up and they keep your motivation engine running. And then habit number seven is thinking that one bad day ruins everything. So life is unpredictable. There will be days when your kids are sick, there's a work project due, or you're just not feeling it at all. And as much as I've just literally talked about having the right mindset and having streaks for your habits, sometimes it is okay and understandable to just reschedule things and be flexible. But that doesn't mean we've ruined everything or we should just give up because we haven't nailed everything 100%. So, for example, if I skip a workout for whatever reason, I just make sure I do it the following day without fail. If I have a much bigger dinner than I planned for some reason, then I just make sure to balance that out with a lighter breakfast and a lighter lunch the next day. The key is to adapt and keep moving in the right direction, even when life throws us these kind of curveballs. Then habit number eight is having wishy-washy goals. Having a generic goal of getting in shape or losing weight just allows too much wiggle room for us. There's no knock-on effect of not doing the thing each week. And that's why having clear, achievable goals is incredibly motivating. You have them at work, I'm sure, with sales or production goals or project timelines and things like that. So just as you don't have generic goals in your career, we also need to not have generic goals when it comes to getting in shape. So you need to have a goal like lose 10 pounds in 10 weeks or lift 200 pounds by April in the gym or run 3 miles in under 3 minutes in 8 weeks, things like that, because then avoiding sticking to your plan affects your ability to hit that target. And that's what drives you to keep doing the thing even when you're not in the mood. And then our ninth and final habit that is stopping you getting in shape that has nothing to do with your workout program or your diet program is just not listening to your body. You should, because your body really is the ultimate guru. But many of us don't do this. We don't listen to our bodies, and it really is the wisest fella that you'll ever meet. If it's your body screaming at you for some rest, if you're grouchy, you're achy, and you just really can't be asked, listen to your body for God's sake. That's different kettle of fish, obviously, from your inner asshole just demanding that you sit on the sofa and eat popcorn. But if your body is telling you, I can't do this today, listen to it. For example, as I am recording this, my left shoulder is sore. Now, 27-year-old me would have blasted shoulders anyway tomorrow, because that's what super hardcore people do, and no pain, no gain and stuff like that. 47-year-old me will leave my damn shoulder alone. I'll do a bit of shoulder mobility work, maybe some stretching of my shoulder with a resistance band or something like that. But otherwise, I will just focus on my lower body for a while until either the shoulder heals or it just doesn't get better, and then I'll go and see a physio. I need to listen to my body. Similarly, if your body is bursting with energy someday, that is your day to really go for it in your workouts, to go for personal bests, to add a little bit of weight to the bar, to push yourself a little bit harder on whatever cardio machine you're on. Listening to your body is the way forward. Your body knows best, so listen to it, respect it, and cherish it, I suppose. So to sum up, basically just live a life that supports this kind of fitness journey that you're on. Yes, of course, you need to have a workout and diet plan that is generally aligned with whatever your goal is, whether that's building muscle or getting fitter or losing weight or whatever. But the specifics, the minutiae of those programs isn't the be-all and end-all. It's the life that you build around these plans, the sleep, the stress management, the juggling of commitments, and kind of celebrating those little victories each day. That's setting the stage for you sticking with whatever program that you're on longer term and for long enough to see and feel the progress that you want. If you build these right foundations of your house, then you can change the curtains regularly. You can swap out different programs as you want to keep things fresh. But you need to build these habits that support everything. So I hope those habits made sense to you, that a few of them at least have been light bulb moments, that maybe that's something in your life that you need to fix. Be sure to leave a review if you fancy it on Apple Podcasts or something like that. It helps other guys over 40 to find the podcast. We need all the help we can get. So I appreciate any time you can take to write the review. Back to the 7-day 40 plus reset course. If that sounds like something you need to reset your body, life, metabolism, hormones and everything, check that out. www.offacoach.com/reset. It's $7. It is $7 whole, but it will save your life, believe me. Anyway, it's been great talking to you. Chat soon. Take care, mate.